Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition, or dare I say, part two of Saturday morning here on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Money Quarterback on Saturday.
What's up, people? How are you?
Doing good. Powerball, guys. Buy your Powerball. It's valued at over $600 million. More than $500 million out there to win, guys. They say you have a better chance of getting a flesh-eating bacteria than you have of winning the lotto. But why the hell not? Believe, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee, that is absolutely hilarious that Yankees shirt is only worth $5 to you. That was damn funny. When we were off the air, Big Dog read that comment to me. I thought it was funny. That was funny.
Well, Lauren really came over for the second half. Wow.
Appreciate it, pal.
Yeah.
Let us know. Well, okay, here's
the truth. We didn't drive him away.
We drove her away when we were talking about the ugly girls in Dallas. When we mentioned the ugly girls,
maybe she bailed.
I think so.
I'm talking about Lauren.
I don't think she's from Dallas.
That'd be so funny if she was from Dallas.
Lauren is a male.
No, it doesn't say where, but that's funny.
No, I think she just has some other stuff to go and do. But it's all back. We're good. We're back. Lauren, tell us, what is your program here on Blog Talk Radio? Because we know you do have a program on. So let us know when it's on and how often. And, hell, if you want to be on a flagship channel, just send us an email. We take all takers.
Well, the name of his shows are called Auto May 14th, 13th, 12th. So I don't understand his shows. 1 minute, 1 minute, 59 or 52 minutes. They're in technology. He's a technology. His show's set in the technology thing. So I don't know. Real interesting.
Well, I have the program going 4 minutes, 8, 8, 8, 27, 6. Yeah, you're right. Maybe he just, some of them just said hi.
Maybe. Yo.
Okay. Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, we do want to thank everyone again for listening. The Couch Potato did accuse me of having a rabid bunch of followers, and yes, we know that we do have them, and we just appreciate that fact that you take your time to listen to us. So hopefully we are doing something right. If we are doing something right, let us know. If we're doing something wrong, well, we don't give a shit.
We'll delete that one. We'll delete the email. By the way, you guys didn't do your you guys did not do your prediction for the Kentucky Derby.
That was last week. Sonny,
I know.
How can we top getting 1-2? We never predicted the Kentucky Derby, and the day that the Big Dog and I predicted number 1 and 2, and we got it right. I mean, why the hell are we ever going to predict again? We'll never get it right again. But we predicted 1 and 2. We did, Big Dog. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was that, Big Dog? Mm-hmm. We did. And we got it right.
347-637-2306, right? Yeah.
347. Are you asking AJ to join us?
No,
Tanya. Tanya? Oh, yeah. That'd be good. That'd be good if she joins us. We lost coffee!
He'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Back. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
Yeah, you were on hold for, like, what, 20 seconds?
Well, yeah, 19 seconds too long.
That's because he's not Cuervo. That's why, you know, everyone out there is a Cuervo.
We make him wait.
Sonny Clark? Sonny Clark, I'm not logged in right now, but I have to know. Have you adjusted the Big Dog sound file?
Have I adjusted what?
The Big Dog sound file. Because
sound
I know
file.
That Cuervo is 20 seconds. Bri is 21 seconds.
No, I did not adjust it.
Matt
and
Alvarez
we won't be...
is 29 seconds. I'm 30 seconds. And the Big Dog No, I'm 30 seconds. And the big dog is 149, I believe, because I have a 147. I don't give a damn.
Well, you saw my answers, right?
I didn't care. You kept saying, oh, now it's 140. Oh, now it's 150. Dude, it's right there. It never changed. It's like 149. Did you fix it?
I said no.
147.
Said no.
Why not, Sonny?
Because he likes me better.
Why haven't I done it? Well, because
he likes me better.
Not that I would, because it takes time, and I'm just lazy.
What a dick. I'm going to go get some more water. You tell him what happened right now.
I'm just lazy. It takes, I got to open up software. I got to drag it into the software. I got to cut it. And I got to re-upload it. It's just a lot of work.
You should just tell him you did it, and BlogTalk just hasn't made the adjustments yet.
I say that again, Peter.
I said you should just tell him you did it, and BlogTalk just hasn't made the adjustments yet.
Yeah, well, he can't even see them because, like I said, we're waiting to move the premium payment to a different date, so I only have 3 files on upload on
my
God.
Yeah, files?
Yes,
well, no, after you repay, every file you ever put on will end up back up on there.
Oh, okay.
So
that's right.
I
got to
go through and I got to delete a lot. Once I go ahead and pay for the new new premium, I got to go and I got to delete probably hundreds of files.
Yeah, I have to delete hundreds of files, too, because all of a sudden I have all these files from God knows where. So,
yes.
You
can take the Raleigh Eagles one out. Season's over, so.
Honey, I just agree with you. I
know, I got 25 ads in there for when we were calling the baseball and football basketball games, so, yeah.
And that's cool, Sonny. I think that's absolutely awesome. It was funny. That's why I wanted to share it, because I know I can poke you when it comes to that, so sorry.
I'm going to have so many when I hit that, when I re-up for Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to have so many things I'm going to have to delete. It'll be unbelievable.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are on our way. I'm distressed that Coffee said he'd only pay me $5 for that T-shirt. No, that T-shirt is worth more. And if you won the $660 million, dude, remember, you were with us and we were with you and we were all dirt poor. Oh, my God. Sonny, are you going to play? Hey, Coffee.
What?
We would gladly take jobs to perform for you in person at Sports Talk with the Guys.
Am I going to play the lottery?
Yeah, the Powerball.
I'd rather, you know, I've never even come close. I don't even think I won, like, 4 or 5 picks. I think you get, like, money on 4 or 5. I've never won that.
At work, we actually won, or we picked up 4 but then they had the bonus one.
Well, it's 4 out of 5, and then you get your bonus number.
No, it's 6 numbers plus the whatever it is. Yeah, that's why we were very disappointed, because we got 4 of the 6, and none of them was that, you know, that bonus number, and it really sucked because we only got like $80. I'm
right.
Very unhappy.
Yeah, no, it's 5 numbers and a bonus. I'm looking at it right now.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually said that on air. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Wow.
So you can play?
We got 4 of the 5, but we didn't get that bonus number. And I remember when the old 649 lotto, that if you got like 3 out of 5, it was like several hundred. 4 out of 6 was like 1,000.
And not anymore.
5 out of 6 was hundreds of thousands. Now it's like you don't get jack unless you win.
Yeah, if you get 2 numbers in the bonus, then you get a free ticket.
Yeah.
If you get 3 numbers in a bonus, then it's like $5.
Yeah.
Dang.
But if you get 4 numbers out of the 5, you get $80.
Yeah.
It's like, that's BS. So, but hey, they're making money. That's all we know. Oh, he said, are you talking about the multiplier? I'm sorry, no, we're talking about the California Lotto, the old 649, which went to 654, and then they readjusted it. Remember that? 654 was stupid, because it just now was stupid. And then it went to, like, Lotto 652, right? Let me see what it is. Super Lotto is... It used to be the California Lotto 649.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. A lot of people used to win on that one. But they screwed it up. So, no, we're not talking about the multiplier there, sir, because we don't have a Powerball over here.
Yeah,
we do.
That's worth $600 million.
We got Powerball over here?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You can't play. We started doing it last month.
I don't have a dollar.
You can't win.
I don't have $2.
Don't play.
That's milk money, dude. Are you going to take a picture of that on my desk and show them how much money I have to my name right now? You should. Because that wouldn't even cover the minus of my checking account right now. Yeah, funny. When you were talking to me about some certain stuff earlier in the week, I was just like silent. Did you notice that when you were telling
yep.
me what you were telling? I was very quiet.
Oh man.
Now you heard my comment. It's all the money on my desk was to cover my minus in my checking account.
I understand that. I fighting that battle, man. What a bad mistake. Gotta be careful.
Oh, yeah. I just leave it all to the wind. I pray to God my bank will pay my bills. So anyway. I mean, you denied me for a loan, but you might extend me a little overage.
Yeah, because they'll charge you for they'll charge you $35 for each transaction and nail you that way.
Yeah, but the way you got nailed was unbelievable, though.
Oh,
that was
my own fault. That was miscommunication between my wife
no,
and I.
Funny.
That's all.
No, that's not your fault. That was excessive by your bank. That was stupid.
They do it. Every bank does it that way. They take the biggest one.
No, Sonny. No, but there is a limit on how much they can charge per day.
That's not true.
I know that. No, I don't know that. Yes, there is a limit that they can charge on overage fees per day. Yes, there is a limit. Once you cross 5 overages, they don't do more than 5. Sonny had like 80 charges.
Damn.
No. No. I
just kidding,
I had over $800 in charges is what it was. Because
oh, I'm sorry.
It was.
I left 0.
Yeah, because there's about 20-25 transactions. Now they've refunded a lot of it, but some of them they're making me eat. But you gotta love the banks the way that they make their money on their free checking.
Exactly, there is no such thing as free checking, none whatsoever. But hey, it's all good in the hood, ladies and gentlemen. It's all good in the hood. Yeah. Did you know? If you win the lotto in Canada, you pay no taxes. All the money goes to you. Brought to you by Coffee 77. How was that? Did you like it? Did you like it?
You know what you do? You win the lottery.
Yeah.
You win the lottery, then move to Canada. Then turn in the ticket.
Oh, well, yeah. Why don't
you go to...
Oh, actually, ladies and gentlemen, I have a little bit of breaking news. I don't know if you caught it. And what? I don't know. Oh, Brian's still with us. Damn. All right, Brian.
Send a message to Barney Lover 29.
All right, I'll send a message to Matt out there. I don't know if Brian heard that about Barney Lover 29.
Yeah, Matt has a new Brian. Matt has a new name now. It's Barney Lover 29.
Okay.
Oh,
so Brian, any news on the college front, either football or basketball?
That is funny stuff.
Not off the top of my head, no. Just
all right. What do you think about? What do you think about tonight's
the playoff,
game?
Really?
Yeah, what do you think about tonight's New York-Indiana game? Do you think Indiana's going to close them out?
Oh, definitely. I'm surprised they didn't close them out last time, but I think tonight it'll be probably a 10- to 20-point game.
Yeah,
Indiana's too much, and then we have to watch out. Indiana could possibly beat Miami. I really believe that.
You know,
they got to figure out how to get around the, you know, the Knicks. I mean, for some reason, they're finding something in their testicular fortitude that's making them hang around.
Oh, yeah, this is the game. If they lose at home, game six, I just don't see them going back and beating New York in a game seven. So,
yeah,
it's really a must win for Indiana tonight.
I agree.
That's funny, Sonny. What's the World Series? No idea. We're Cubs. I liked it.
You liked it? Good. I thought you would get a kick out of that.
And that one is funny.
And that's it.
Oh, you know what? I'm
going to
do that. To Cuervo? No,
I'm
going to send it to AJ. Oh, I'm going to send it to AJ.
I
already sent it to Cuervo. Oh, okay. We should all be jerks and send it to Cuervo.
He'll close down his
Facebook. Hey, guys, we should do a Facebook / mob on Cuervo. Everyone should post an image on there. We missed you, dude. I'm not going to say what Cuervo's real name is on air. Just like I will not say the real name of Cocky.
Who?
I'm not going to say it on air.
Well, give me the initial. Give me the letter.
Oh, okay. I think Matt's Facebook account and PlayStation on Crown are number one ace. That was good copy. But do you know what the big dog now says about Matt, that his online profile is Barney Lover
29? That's so wrong. That's so wrong.
That is funny.
It's funny. That's an ass kicking coming.
Yeah, he's gonna kick your ass. Isn't it great how the scorekeeper turned it and now he wants you? But again, if you put Matt the big dog and the couch potato together, honestly, that grease fire would never ever be put out.
Okay.
He's healthy.
Really?
He's healthy.
I'm going to have to look at his picture now.
He actually has a picture that's up on there that's really him.
Okay.
Can I get my coffee? Yeah, I said it. I get to get my coffee.
So what else have you been up to, Couch?
Nothing. I've been keeping track of some of the news that's going on in sports and the Seahawks defensive end. His name is Bruce Irvin. He got suspended for 4 games without pay because of performance-enhancing substances.
Oh, yeah, I read about that, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, and keeping track with the, you know, the Raiders, they signed a punter. Redskins agreed to deal with their top pick in the draft. So do the Bears. They signed their top pick. Gronkowski having his fourth surgery. And, you know, just a lot of things going on, that keeping track of the NFL. Hargrove signs a deal with the Cowboys. So, you know, just a lot of things going on.
I'm getting all hurt with Leckler.
Do you know with Gronkowski, though, with that fourth surgery, he's all going to possibly have to have back surgery at the same time, they're saying.
Wow.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Gronko is definitely is a mess right now.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, have you heard that the Raiders are possibly going to sign Townsend or something like that?
I have not heard that.
Woodson, I think. Is he still playing?
Who?
Woodson?
Charles Woodson?
Charles Woodson?
Yes, still playing?
Well, I know what he got released from the Packers, which actually kind of surprised me in reality, but He is a free agent right now, and some of the talk is that he may go to the Lions. But at the same time, they're talking about the Raiders, too. So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, since we are so good in covering everything else, Coffee asks a wonderful question in the chat room. And I don't know if it's directed to me personally, but I don't care. How did Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood get away with a character called Mr. McFeely? It's a children's show, after all. Seems a bit
because
wrong.
Because when Mr. Rogers was on air, there was not a bunch of weirdos that you had to worry about every single day as your kid walks down the street.
That's right. Yeah, and you're so right. And there's another thing about Mr. Rogers. After 9/11, it was a few days after, and he said, even though your kids aren't showing it, they are frightened. You have to remember about the kids first and foremost. And I remember he said that. And that was cool. He didn't talk about anything else. He just said, kids are frightened. Let them talk. Let them be. But they're just as scared. I was like, wow, that was cool. He his voice rose above the din. It was really cool. And the sad thing that he passed away, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Cool.
You have no idea how many people used to sing Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw that show.
I never saw it either. I was watching The Electric Company.
I was watching Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. That was funny.
Never saw it.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, it's classic.
Hit him. Oh, okay, yeah. Stop playing with your food. Fair enough. Yeah.
That's my daughter's reptile that she has.
Oh.
And I took a picture of it. That's the cricket is his food, and the cricket was just crawling all over him. That's what he eats. He eats crickets.
Eddie Murphy used to be funny. Who knew? Yeah, actually, Eddie Murphy was very funny at one time. Mr.
Danny decided to start making movies.
Yeah, Uncle Gus and the barbecue.
Yeah, Uncle Gus.
And guys, who will ever
forget?
Were
we talking
about
that the other day, or was I talking to somebody else about that?
You and I were talking about that.
Okay,
and
it was you. Okay.
Or, unless you and I had the same dream, and if you and I are having the same dream, Sonny, I think it's time to end this relationship.
No, I'd have to go see your shrink.
Unless you guys are dreaming of each other.
He comes cheap. He's a good price. $10.
$10 make you holler.
Yeah, actually, that's my copay, $10, so it's all good. All good in the hood.
Oh, you got real insurance. That's good.
Yeah, actually, I do. That wasn't a welfare copayment, so cut it out.
Well, mine, I got to pay my deductible before I can even see the dang bill go to the insurance cop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right, Sonny. I do have real insurance right now. Yeah, yours is the sucky one. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sonny.
Mine sucks. Got to pay $800 before I don't have to flip the bill. Bunch of crap.
I'm proud to be an American. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. Hey, I have a question for you, all of you. Are y'all ready?
Go for it.
You know, the college playoff is coming in 2014 for college football.
Yeah.
They're going to have a 14 playoff. And I guess the two questions I have for you first is, you know how coaches in basketball, the Final Four, if you make the Final Four, it's real prestigious. I just want to know what y'all thought about making the Final Four in this. How long will it be before coaches can put that on their resume and it be any significance? And also the second question, should coaches have an input in the voting and who gets chosen in this since there's only four teams? I just want to see what y'all's thoughts were.
Boy, he asked a real question, guys.
that silence here was not accidental.
I was like, crap, he's actually going to make my brain, my cogs. and my brain move. Oh, jeez.
Right, Ryan? You suck. That was not fair.
However,
I threw you off guard. I threw you a curveball, Roger.
Yeah, jeez Louise. I mean, God, okay, he wants to talk sports. Okay, hey, you know, I would think that if they made the top eight, I mean, that should be something that they could put on their resume. I mean, to play in the playoffs regardless, I would think that's something that you could put on the resume and tout that as good.
It's only four. So four teams in college football make it to this playoff, and the controversy is, one of the controversies is right now in the BCS, the coaches vote, and you've seen as well as I do, A, the coaches do not even watch the games, and B, they have their own agenda when voting, but now the coaches are upset because they're not going to be included in this, and they're trying to put forth something to put them in there. I don't think the coaches should ever be involved because they can't vote unbiased.
Well, and never mind that, since you're talking real sports here, you will have those teams that obviously are not going to make it that will be part of the coaches' poll, and then you will have a talk amongst the coaches, say, hey, man, vote for me, you know, and, you know, we'll do this. You know, it could be totally jacked, and it won't be for real. That's why the coaches have got to be out of it, and they can't be a part of the reason why they picked the top four. There's just too much leverage that could be moved around in there. And
sorry,
don't know what happened.
he's finding your conversation so entertaining.
Shut up.
He went on the internet to look for something else.
Shut up.
take that porn off.
Oh, my God.
That's what I see. That's what I see, Brian. I see coaches, you know, doing some dastardly things in order to get the vote, in order to make it for the top four. That's why they can't be part of it, at least in my view.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good answer. You know how basketball, you know, the committee, they get to pick 66 teams, 67 teams, something like that. So, it's not a big of a deal if somebody that's 65th gets left out. Who cares?
Right.
But football, it's going to be a big deal because, you know as well as I do, every year you have about three or four teams that are great, and you have a couple right there with them. So I think
that's
this is going to
be
very.
Be eight.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's going to be very difficult, and I don't know who they're going to get to vote. That's the thing. I mean, who's? I wouldn't want to be on that committee, honestly, because they're going to be under a lot of scrutiny.
The computer will pick the top four. Those are the ones that will go. At least.
No, not anymore. It's going to be like a committee votes together of, okay,
oh,
we're
that's
having
wrong.
A four-team playoff. Let's pick the best four teams in the country.
That's wrong.
And you know how the SEC's dominated here lately. We've had three teams in the top three at one time in the last couple of years. So I think this could be an agenda to make sure that only one SEC team gets in there. So really, it's not going to be the best four teams. It's not going to be the best four teams. It's going to be an SEC team, Michigan, you know, somebody like Notre Dame or Michigan, somebody with a name. So I don't think the best four teams are going to be there. I think the most popular four teams will be there.
See, why are they even messing with that, though, Brian?
I don't know. I mean,
you've got the thing in place.
Yeah, every year they've gotten it right, and so make some tweaks and adjustments if you want to, but I think it's ridiculous getting rid of the BCS because the main goal in that is to get the top two teams. After that, it doesn't matter anymore, and it's gotten it every year, in my opinion, so I just don't know why they're trying to change this at all.
I agree.
But the playoff is going to – I mean, if you get any bigger than eight teams, I think you can really devalue the regular season, but I think eight could be a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be a good number. I mean, four teams only, it's too hard. I mean, and the controversy is going to come up as soon as a team gets into that four-team playoff that has not as good as the record of some team that does not get in. You know, that's going to be where everybody's going to raise the question of how does a team with the worst record get into that playoff format when a team with a better record who technically would be the better team doesn't make it in. So, you know, this thing's full of holes. And four teams is not enough. You'd have to do at least eight to make it a decent playoff format.
I agree. I mean, started off with four games, not just two. I mean, when you go four, that's just two teams and then go into one. I don't know, man. That's not even a tournament. That's just two games. You know, whoever wins goes. I'd like to see more teams in it because I guess you can argue the top 10. I mean, if you want to, if you really want to argue it, but you see, if they want to make it as good as the NCAA basketball tournament, you got to be able to at least maybe get a Cinderella in there a little bit. It makes it more interesting and things like that. So, yeah, I think top eight, I mean, four games to start it off, then down to two, then down, obviously, to one. Make it 3 weeks of playoff, not just two.
Yeah, I like that idea because, I mean, you know, there's teams out there every year. Like, you see Boise State. I mean, really, how do you know if they're really good or not? They're undefeated, say, or they've lost one. And they're a very good team, but because of their name and because of their conference, they don't get a shot. Well, you go to eight teams, it almost guarantees them at least getting a shot. So there's no question. There's no question. After you get past eight, there's no discussion anymore. Nobody can feel left out. Because if you get the top eight teams, you're going to really find the true champion out of that. You can't do it with just four teams.
Well, and look at the BCS for the last, you know, since it's been in existence. I think there was only one year there might have been controversy, but in reality it was right. But take away from that, it just seems to me that, you know, they're just making it too hard on themselves. I mean, but you know what it's all about. That committee, those people are going to get paid to be on that committee, so they get paid. They can't do it the easy way, make it free, and let the computers do it. No, someone's got to make money. So that's what it boils down to.
You know it's always about the money, Sonny?
Yep, it is.
Must
be the money. That's it. Nelly sings that. Must be the money.
I know. Show me the money.
Or show me the money. Yep.
It's all about the money for these bigwigs, guys, but these players make nothing out of it. They get an education. Don't get me wrong. That's good sometimes. Most of them don't even graduate. But these guys are getting filthy rich off of these players.
Absolutely.
Oh, and don't get me started about that. I've always said that those players should get some sort of stipend or something to get stipend or something to offset, you know, the fact that these colleges are making tens of millions of dollars.
Hands over fist. They are just... It's unbelievable the amount of money they're making off these kids.
And these kids, you know, aren't even allowed to work a regular job to earn, you know, $200. I mean, yeah, they get taken care of on the side, but if they get caught and, you know, there's all these penalties and such, they should pay these guys something, you know, up and down, you know. Don't get me started.
I had that problem solved, big dog. I agree with you. They should get paid. I agree with you, but... And I'm going to throw it out there. I didn't do it on that. I did it on Bri-Bri's show. And I solved the problem is you pay them.
Bri-Bri?
Yeah, Bri-Bri's show. You pay them. But here's how you do it. You pay them by the grades that they get. And I'm talking make sure that they're being tested and tested correctly and it's fair. You can do that. Those universities can get down in there and say, oh, he got an A, you know. Yeah, no, actually show them doing their work, and yes, it's going to take work, but pay them based upon the grades that they get in their classes. And that right there, first of all, yeah, they're paying them for the – they make it sound like it's so huge. Yeah, they're dead weight sitting in a class of 500. Who cares? No one – you know, the education costs so much, you know, but, geez, what's – one or two, you know, football. How many players are on a football team? How many people they got in the university? They make it sound like it's really huge, but it's not. But take away from that, if you get A, you get a certain amount of money. And I think that would be fair. If you get D, you only get a certain amount of money. So in reality, if you are a true athlete as well as a scholar, I guess, if that's what they want to call them, your grades will be based what you get paid. And no basket weaving classes. No basket weaving classes, real freaking classes. And then pay them.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. Couch figured it out.
I did. And you want to know why it won't work? Is because it makes sense. They'll never happen because it makes sense.
I think that was a real question again. That's why you, hey, Bri, Sonny, you guys gotta stop with this real stuff because you're flooring the big dog and the scorekeeper when you guys go real on us.
I know. But it does make sense, right? I mean, if you know, the controversy is right there. You know, you take the controversy out of it. Well, you know, you got a D, you know, you're not going to get paid. Or, you know, you're only going to get paid if you get a C and above. You know, and that will really put it on the universities to get these guys a real education instead of the BS that these guys make. Because all of them, and I'll put it out there, there are not too many athletes that come out of college that are smarter than me. And if you're not smarter than me, you're in a lot of trouble.
There you go. Scorekeeper?
I agree. But I want to go ahead and apologize to Coffee right now. I don't know if you saw that, Sonny, but since he is a professional basket weaver, he is offended.
Well, yeah, I see that, yes. Yes, basket
weaver. I'm sorry, Coffee. NDB Media does not agree with or follow up or hereby whatever the basket weaving line. I'm sorry. We offended you.
I went overboard. I'm
whatever.
Sorry. Out of bounds.
Yeah, we apologize. Sorry. Sorry to all the monkeys that do basket weaving. I apologize, Coffee. Is there really a basket weaving class anywhere in America?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would love to know if anyone has actually taken basket weaving. There's Klingon in a few colleges, believe it or not. Some dumb, geeky nerds actually got Klingon to be a class in a college. Bastards. Joining the rolling. I'm pissed. It's not around here.
Now you got me interested. Hey, there's underwater basket weaving. Oh my god.
Yeah. Really?
That's what it says. Underwater basket weaving. There's a Wikipedia page on it.
Fair enough. All right.
Basket weaving college major. Oh, my gosh, this is so stupid. I can't believe this. Oh, gosh.
So, do you guys have any other honest questions to throw us another curveball, or do you guys want to go on to something else? Because I know the big dog has more.
Oh, Brian, did that curve your hunger for that answer?
Yeah, it did.
Big dog.
Yes, sir.
He says you got more.
He always does. He always has more. Because that's what they say, the girls. They always say he always has more.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a big dog.
Well, David Girard is leaving the Jets just 2 months after joining the team.
Oh, my Lord. Really?
Yep, he retired.
Who the hell is David Girard?
He's one of, like, yeah. Seven
quarterbacks. Oh, Girard. Oh, yeah.
Former Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback that sucked it up.
Yep. he says his knees are too bad and he can't even do any of the stuff at the combine, not the combine, but at the practice facility. So he hung it up. He's 35 years old. Of course, that only leaves Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith, Greg McElroy and Matt Sims as quarterbacks. So they're down to four quarterbacks now, up from six that they had just a couple weeks ago. Were you surprised
there
by that one, Ouch? I mean, do you think Girard actually had a chance at challenging Sanchez?
Oh, God, no. Even as bad as Sanchez is, Girard couldn't take over the starting quarterback there.
Yeah, I agree.
I never really was a big-time believer in him anyway. When Girard took over for, oh, crap, who was that in the Jaguars uniform?
Brunel? Was it Brunel?
No, it was another black quarterback that he took over for. And I can't remember who it is. He wasn't all that great either.
Was it Bauer Leftwich?
Yeah, Leftwich. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
This isn't really important, but just breaking news right now from ESPN. It says former Colts defensive end Dwight Freeney signed a 2-year contract with the Chargers.
That's actually a really good signing for them.
Colts need Freeney, man. I mean, he's the heart and soul of that defense. I wonder who they're going to get to replace him.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I don't know if you want to say heart and soul of the defense, but he was a big time. I mean, this guy was. Who are they going to pressure the quarterback? I guess is probably the best thing to say there, Brian. Because when you have Dwight Freeney going at quarterbacks and he's on your team, you're glad he's on your team. You don't want to be the other team. And that is actually a really good signing for the Chargers because they haven't been putting pressure on quarterback for a long time. So it just all depends if how Freeney's head will be into the game at that point. But if you look at the Indianapolis Colts, that's one. You're definitely right. He's one of the defensive leaders, one of the quiet ones. He's not the one that goes out and talks and does everything. He does it by his play. And wow, that's a big move for him, I think.
Yep, and of course everybody's favorite scorekeeper's favorite person, Mr. Chad Ochocinco, who is now back to being Chad Johnson.
Really?
There was a warrant issued for his arrest.
See, it ain't so big, dog.
What it was is that he failed to report to his probation officer, so the probation officer revoked his probation, and now there's a warrant out. And, of course, anybody that remembers, it was that he headbutted his wife during an argument.
Yep.
And, so he's out there. It says that he has yet to turn himself in, so I don't know if they're actually out there looking for him or if he's out of the country or nothing. His agent did not return any calls. Excuse me.
What an idiot.
Of course, he was cut by the Miami Dolphins right after his conviction. And then, of course, he played for the Bengals and the Patriots.
And just to throw a little bit more on there, he's got it also, because of the business, I can find this out. He also has an open case in Florida for reckless driving and tags for his vehicle there in Florida, as well in the same county. It's still a quote-unquote open case, but it happened back in 2011, just to let you know.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this guy just has trouble following him wherever he goes, so I think it'll just continue on. You know, after he gets out of jail again, he'll headbutt someone else.
Well, and if you look at it, Terrell Owens, at least this guy's never been arrested. I mean, he doesn't pay his child support, but at least he's not a freaking felon, you know?
That's true.
Wow.
What, scorekeeper? What do you have to say about that one?
That he's not a freaking felon? My God, he's robbed everyone without performing.
Well, I don't know. You got to talk to his wife about that.
Oh. Fair enough. Oh, what, did we go silent?
Oh, no, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, sorry.
You're far away
from the
mic.
Oh, you're too far away.
Yes, I am too far away from the mic. I'm sorry.
He's floating around on the internet.
Actually, I am programming Joke Night on June 3rd. 2013. I'm programming it. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Why are you sorry?
Because I was distracted for a moment.
Did you get a hold of AJ and tell him what it is?
Yes, AJ confirmed right now on while we were doing this. AJ confirmed.
Wow.
That
means it's got to be rated maggot, or he won't go, or he won't do it.
Nah, he can do whatever the hell he wants. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's got to be rated maggot.
That's gonna be good.
No, I did not tell him it was sports themed.
Well, he can't come on. Then.
He can't come on.
No.
You're saying no.
Well, you said it has to be sports themed, so if he doesn't do sports, then he can't do the joke. You can do your football joke. Being Irish.
How many times have I told that joke already?
It's
pathetic.
Funny. But it's actually funny, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But everyone's heard it.
Doesn't matter. It's still funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
When I get on there, I'll tell the classic Clark joke that is one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody else say it. So,
well, if it's a Clark joke, I'm sure no one's heard it.
Well, no, it's a Clark. It's a joke that I heard while I was a kid as a Clark, and I don't think I think it's like a family a made up joke by my dad. I think so, and it's funny shit.
All right,
funny shit.
So we'll have to make sure that he's on there. So we'll have to send him a reminder.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the episode's being programmed right now. It's almost done. It's being done. And come on, stupid. There it is. Done. The link will be posted in just a moment. Joke night. So here we go. You're invited, Brian, and every other person.
Every
other person? What time is that one?
Actually, we're going to be starting a little bit earlier, guys.
We are?
Yeah, I'm going to be starting that one at 6:30 now from here on out.
Why?
Because I have 30 minutes of stuff I want to do, so then we can always go in at the normal time of 7 p.m. to start joke night. But I've got a lot of stuff that I'm going to be doing for the first 30 minutes if no one's ready to go. But at 7 p.m., we start our joke night session.
So is it ready to make it or not?
It's going to be ready whatever you want it to be.
Okay, I'll have my joke ready.
Yes.
No more pizza jokes, though.
Go ahead, big dog. I dare you. Tell that joke right now. Go ahead, you insensitive prick. Go on. Tell your pizza joke. Brian, listen to this one. Oh, he's like nodding no. Go ahead, big dog. Tell your joke right now. Come on. Go ahead.
I would never tell the joke of what's the difference between a pizza oven and a Jew. Never. I would never do that. I would never give the answer that because, you know, pizzas don't scream in the oven. I would never do that.
You never do that, right?
I would never do that. I was fished once and I'd never do that joke again. I told you.
Never. Oh, the Lord.
I did not expect you to tell it again, you bastard.
I didn't tell the joke. I told you I wouldn't tell it.
He would never do that.
I would never do that again. I'll tell blonde jokes. Those are easy.
And they are easy, by the way. So I've been told.
You know, why do blondes wear panties around their ankles?
Oh, son of a bitch, Coffee. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. God damn it, Coffee.
Coffee? Damn.
Damn. I will not repeat that one on air. Brian, I'll have to tell you about it later, but that was...
Oh, God. Unbelievable. Good Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are beyond stupid.
We've sunk to a new low.
Well, Brian's not in the chat room, that's why, because he doesn't know what has been...
No, he didn't comment about the joke that I didn't say.
You didn't say anything.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're stupid. There's no doubt about it. We apologize. And this is, well, as Shai says, this is SOS prime time.
Woo!
Wow. All right. Life's good in the hood. Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, because we are being stupid. There's no doubt about it. Wow. That's that.
Cass, what did you feel about Brian? What did you guys feel about Rolando McClain retiring because of all his outside the field problems that he has?
You know, I wish I could say I'd never heard of the guy, so I have no comment, but I actually have heard of the guy, and he's actually halfway decent. Here, Conspiracy Couch says that he's about ready to test positive for drugs. That's the reason why he's retiring.
Okay, Brian?
I think Sonny is 100% dead on right here. I think he's retiring before he fails these drug tests and it comes out. But I think he's actually going to get clean. I hope he does and come back because he's a good football player, guys. He played at Alabama. I watched him play. He is the word. When you look up thug in the dictionary, you see a picture of Rolando McClain.
Yep.
And he's a gangster. He's a thug. But you know what? He can play football. So he's too young right now. He just made some mistakes early. He didn't have a role model in his life. So I'm pulling for this kid to come back. But Sonny's right. I think he knows he's about to get in trouble. And if he fails the drug test in the NFL, then he could get suspended. So I think he's going out on his own terms, and I think he'll pick up and go somewhere else.
Yep, take a year off, and he'll be in another uniform next year. I'm not falling for it. I mean, at 23 and that kind of talent, I'm not falling for the BS story that's coming out from that one.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was kind of fishy, too. That's what I was kind of thinking about also. Was that, you know, he was either going to fail or he did fail one and decided to retire before, you know, the hammer gets thrown down on him. So you're right, though. I've seen him play. I mean, of course, played for the Raiders for a while. He had just signed a contract for the Ravens to possibly replace Ray Lewis, you know, and then he was arrested, of course, 10 days later outside of Alabama for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Said here that this was the third time in 11 months that he had been arrested. So, you know, he's had some problems out there. There was a 2011 shooting that he was also implicated in. So he's got a history of it. But, yeah, I think the drugs would be a way to go as far as failing the policy. So I think we'll see him back, like you said, next year. He'll take this entire season off, and we'll see him trying out with somebody next year.
Well, remember, there's two type of retirements in the NFL. You can verbally retire, but if you don't put in your papers, you're not really retired. That's why Brett Favre was retired, not retired. There's two different types of retirement. So, yeah, that's the reason why I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, I remember that. Everybody was expecting that, and no one believed until this last time that he retired. Was when they said he filed the paperwork, and we're like, oh, okay, he retired.
Yep. So as soon as we hear from the league offices that he's turned in his retirement papers, then I'll believe him, because actually I there's a way of coming back, but it's a very hard process after you turn in your retirement papers to come back. I think there's a whole bunch of loops and hoops they got to jump through and everything else. So, he verbally retired, but until those papers are in there, we'll see him next year in the uniform.
Yep, I agree. We'll make coffee happy really quick. We're going to talk hockey.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like hockey. I've been watching it.
Yep. Yeah, the Kings are doing really good. I mean, they were kind of shaky in that last series when they lost the first two. But they came back and they beat the Blues. If I'm not mistaken, it was the Blues that they beat them. And now they took on San Jose. San Jose, of course, Matt Alvarez, otherwise known as Barney Lover 29, was picking the Sharks to win, to just totally blow out the Kings. And it's been the other way around. The Kings are now up 2-0. In this last game, it was really great. They scored 2 goals in a matter of about 3.5 minutes and came from behind and won that one. And, of course, on the flip side, you have Detroit versus the Blackhawks. That one is a really, really good series. Chicago leads that one 1-0, but I expect this one to go 6 or 7 games. Detroit-Chicago, that's a good rivalry there. Real tough teams. I don't know, which ones were you watching, Couch? Were you watching both sets of playoffs or just the Kings?
Actually, last night I was watching the Pittsburgh Penguins and a hat trick from Crosby, Sidney Crosby, last year on Friday night. So that was huge. So I liked it, and I love the NHL hockey in playoff times. I really do, because it's just a different. So I was watching the Penguins and the Senators last night. I'm watching all of them. I like what I'm seeing so far in this playoffs, and I think this year has been the best season for the NHL, although they won't admit it because they make more money with more games. But the fact of the matter is that you've seen the best that hockey could give you even during the season. And normally we talk about, you know, a flipping of the switch going from NHL regular season to playoffs. We didn't see that. You're seeing about the same. So you've seen all of that because all those games counted this year. There was more to those games. So I think if the NHL did it and did it right, I think they should do exactly what they did last year because of the lockout and just make it, you know, a lot less games. And I think they would bring in more. I think they'd bring in more watchers and more people coming to the rink and everything else. The whole thing about the lockout and the shortened season, it intrigued me more to watch because the games were more valuable, unlike Major League Baseball, who has a horrendous 163-game schedule that needs to be down to about 125.
Horrendous. Oh, my Lord. Here we go.
And on that one, of course, so he's talking about Pittsburgh and Ottawa. Pittsburgh
yep.
leads that one 2-0. And in the last one of the playoffs, it is Boston. The Boston Bruins versus the New York Rangers, and Boston leads that one 1-0. So it's been really good playoffs. It's been exciting playoffs. I, of course, was disappointed that the Ducks lost out to Detroit. A lot of people were predicting that the Detroit Red Wings were going to win that Game 7, and they did. You know, they won it in Anaheim, unfortunately. But those were some exciting games also. But you got to give the Wings are due. You know, they did what they were supposed to. They won Game 7. Everyone hates a Game 7, whether you're the home team or the away team, because anything can happen in that Game 7. So
yep.
I think scorekeeper can attest to that a couple of times. Either Game 7s or Game 5s.
Yeah,
well,
think about it. It's Detroit. It's hockey town. It's the tradition of what hockey is. And the fact that they're playing the Blackhawks, you know, that I don't know how much of a rivalry is, but they're so close. You know, you can't only not imagine that it's a rivalry. Normally, the Detroit Red Wings are usually fighting different teams because Chicago isn't always good. You know, going up against the same team. So the rivalry is more so just for the teams. But when you think about the standings, and usually in the playoffs, going towards the end of the season, normally Detroit's not playing Chicago. So, you know, as long as they've been good, sort of like your Lakers of the NBA, I mean, Detroit is just along the same lines. I mean, when you talk hockey, when you talk playoff hockey, when you talk Stanley Cup, you normally talk about Detroit. Now Chicago, they've won one a couple years back as well, but it's not anything that's been festered over the years in the playoffs for those two. So I like to see this matchup because maybe that could be something that we will be seeing more of in the future between those two teams.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, you a hockey fan?
No, sir.
That's why I say we got to get him drunk. We got to go tailgating before a hockey game and then go put him on the plexiglass. And right
I'll go to a game. I'm going to give it a shot. You know, I'm going to go to a game first.
Yep, go to a minor league one. Go to a minor league one. Save your money.
I think Gwinnett has a minor league team here in Atlanta. I think it's Gwinnett something. I can't remember the name, but I could go see them. They're just 15 minutes away, I believe.
So there you go. We got to go, Raj. We need to go to a game.
Sure.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hockey, sorry. I programmed it. You guys all received the invite. Joe, yes, and you already responded. So does Z. Joke night.
is Monday, June 3rd, where we kick off our brand new program, Manic Monday, here on NDG Media.
It's going to be Monday, right?
I sent him the music.
That's right. He sent you the music to the scorekeepers. Send it on an email.
Oh, Sonny is also going now, so that's cool. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there for that one. I'm going to make sure that I'm there.
Guys, it's a lot of fun.
It's someone's birthday today.
Yeah, Jason Tillery's birthday is May 25th. I'm getting a 1 week notice.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Because I want to stay ahead of the game. Your sarcasm is very much appreciated.
Yeah,
Hey, guys, did you notice the menage a trois that we had for Coffee and I when I talked about a certain Star Trek theme earlier this week? And it was great when Coffee made his response. I thought it was beautiful. That was really cool. But anyway, lots of love there. Ladies and gentlemen, June 3rd, 6:30 p.m. Joe's Night will probably start around 7 p.m., but I have a lot of announcements and stuff that I'm going to be doing for the first 30 minutes. We may start earlier, but the point is, 7 p.m., because I don't want to get in the way of the Big Dog's 8 p.m. program.
You're going to a WWE SmackDown live chat?
Yeah.
Why? You don't like wrestling.
But don't tell the guy that I don't like wrestling.
Okay.
I go pay. I have to go to other programs. It is requested of me to go to many events, and I have to show the flag from time to time, and I do so. Many people ask me to show up, and I think it's cool.
Are you going
to
study?
No, I just show up. Besides, whenever I go, the host of the program tells me what to say so I can pick a fight with everyone anyway. Bri Bri.
What a jerk.
Bri Bri tells me, hey, Raj, just go in the chat room and tell so-and-so sucks. That was kind of funny. Do you remember that,
you'll
Brian?
You'll get some listeners. I mean, if you do it, if
do.
You do good, you'll get some listeners.
Yeah, I do remember that, Roger. I do. That's suicide, almost.
What did you tell me to tell everyone, which I did, even though I said Brian told me to say it?
Alabama sucks.
Oh, my God. Did they rip me a brand new butthole?
And they swallow, too.
Yep.
So Roger, are you Star Trek's on this weekend? Are you going to see it?
No, I'm actually broke. I'm waiting for Blog Talk Radio to pay me, those damn bastards. If they pay me so that I can go see Star Trek, if not, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, they're supposed to pay on the 15th, and I still haven't seen anything.
They never pay.
Watch one channel.
No, I can't unload it. I can't download. I cannot download. I mean, view it. Because all the qualities are bad, and the one it keeps saying that I have to have Java, whatever, and I have it. No, but there's no way to get around that. Really? You'll show me how to get around so I can watch Star Trek on the internet? Thank you, Big Dog. Love you, Big Dog. I may go see Star Trek in about an hour. And if I can go watch it in an hour, I will share the love in the world on how to go watch it. So it's good. Actually, yesterday I did not go see Star Trek for the first time. Yesterday was opening day, and I am depressed again because that is the first Harry Potter, Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings. It's the first movie of that caliber that I do not see on opening day. I've seen every Star Trek movie on opening day except this newest one. That streak is broken. And someone said, well, you can start it again. No, you can't, dumbass. Once the streak is broken, you can't start again. I have seen every movie on opening day. Well, just wait till the new one comes out. That's an unbreakable. I mean, that string is broken forever. I can never, never do it again. Done. You understand that, right, Big Dog? Yeah, okay. Gotta help Big Dog. He's playing around with the internet, too. He's distracted. Save me, Sonny. Save me.
I've never watched a Star Trek movie, Roger. I've never watched a Star Trek episode either.
Well, he's trying to unfriend you.
All right. Now, I think Brian's laughing in the background now because he has been muted. And he is now on a timeout. Sonny Clark, have you ever seen a Star Trek movie? Sonny Clark, take yourself off mute. Well, I guess he's not going to say anything because he figures I'm going to mute him. All right, well, that's fine. Till Brian behaves or lies to me, so we're okay.
I thought I was sleeping on a Star Trek episode.
You actually started falling asleep on Star Trek Insurrection, which was a sucky movie.
That's why. I did like this last one.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
The one that just debuted?
No, that's the yesterday. The last one before.
Hi, Brian. Do you want to reconsider your statement?
Man, I love Star Trek. I can't wait to go to the movie today. See it.
I love you, Brian. I really do. Thank you. Sonny Clark, have you ever seen a Star Trek movie?
He's scared, Roger. He's scared. He doesn't want to lie to you.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. But I'll take the lie. I'll take the lie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and continue. People are confirming joke night, which is really cool. So it's going to be a big deal. Jeff has already confirmed. So, yeah, that's the guy I got to keep on the mute button ready to go. I never put people on mute. I never do unless they're misbehaving. And think about it, Brian, in all the time I've known you, I've never put you on mute. But what did you
say? I know.
Yeah.
I know, right? I talk about Spock and you mute me.
I dare you to tell me about Dr. Spock. Go ahead and say Dr. Spock and I swear to God I will mute your ass again. Okay, that's good, Big Dog. Yeah, he's a child care. It is the idiots that tell me, what is Dr. Spock? Oh, my Lord.
It was Dr. McCoy, Bones McCoy,
and Mr. Spock. Not Dr. Spock. Frickin' morons. Sure. All right, let's continue.
What part does Alan Eve say in this movie?
Dr. Carol Margus. Kirk's love that gives him a son, eventually. David Margus. That's Carol Margus from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Carol Margus is the one that gave him a child.
I just like
that. In other words, she was the only one that obviously didn't protect herself.
Well, because she was an alien.
He likes screwing aliens. Well, Eddie Murphy's the one that said, Kirk, he's a man and shit. He even did the green ones.
Yeah, wasn't there a blue in the last one?
No, she was green.
She was green?
Yeah, she was green. That was the joke.
He does them all. So anyway. What you doing? What you reading?
Oh, God. Jeff Ferguson's being stupid.
More than usual?
More than usual.
Wow, that's saying something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
What do you say?
No! I'm not going to repeat what the idiot says. So anyway. As you know, Jeff hosts a program here on Sunday on NDB Media.
Is it a church show?
I don't know what the hell it is now. He's a traitor to the cause. Sonny, where are you?
Probably busy with his wife or something.
Are you really boinking her on air? Whatever. All right, well, Big Dog, where else are we going to go? We have like 15 minutes left. We better try to do a quality program in the last 50 minutes.
You said we weren't going to go for 4 hours. I really don't have much left.
Oh, you don't have anything left? Oh, okay. Hey, Brian.
You don't have any left, man. I've got so much material here. We'll just have to extend the show another 2 hours, Big Dog.
Okay.
All right. All right, Brian. Let's extend the program. Sonny, where are you? Sonny.
He's still scared. He's afraid of being muted, Roger. That's where Sonny is.
Okay. Well, I hope he's okay because he's live, so we'll see. All right, Big Dog, we're really out of stuff to go over?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of stuff that's going on in sports, and we're just happy that we're able to talk about it and be stupid because that's what we love doing here on NDB Media. It has been a glorious morning. We missed Cuervo this morning, but it was great having Brian, and it's always a lot of fun here. We want to thank you for spending the morning with us.
For some of you, it already is midday. But again, we want to thank you for that. It's really cool. Manic Monday does debut on June 3rd. It's going to be a joke night, probably no limits. So we ask you to join us. It's on NDB Media right here on blogtalkradio.com. And it's really, really a lot of good stuff. I think Matt Alvarez is not going to have his Friday program next week because I think that's when he goes to camp, summer camp.
Hey guys, I have a big story for Matt would be impressed at who's saying, you know, take me out to the ball game at the Braves Dodgers game last night. Jake the Snake Roberts saying, take me out to the ball game. So I'm sure Matt would be excited about that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's down there now. Because I think that's where Diamond Dallas Page lives, right, in Atlanta?
Yeah. I think that's where he's at now. So I'm sure Matt probably knows that as much as he talks about wrestling. I really enjoyed his show, guys. I listen to Matt's show on Friday. It's a very good show. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good that DDP's bringing these guys around that are, you know, had so much problems, like Jake the Snake with all his drugs. Now Scott Hall, you know, former Razor Ramon, you know, he's got him to turn his life around. So DDP's doing some good work there with that yoga that he's doing. And, you know, you can't mess with him. I saw an interview with Jake the Snake earlier this week. He says that ever since he's joined DDP's yoga system and live with him and stuff to get clean and sober, he says he's lost 65 pounds in about 7 months.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he says he's better. He says he's in better shape than he was in 1992. So, hopefully these guys keep on the straight and narrow. I mean, they've been screwing up for so many years. Remember Jake the Snake, Rob?
Yeah, his name is familiar. Jake the Snake,
I remember his girlfriend. What was her name, Elizabeth? Was that her?
That was Macho
Man.
That was Macho Man's wife.
Wow. I loved Elizabeth. Roger, if you want to call a game, let me know. We got games today and tomorrow and basketball.
I'm in. I have nothing to do. I have no place to go. I don't. I was going to go to a birthday party today, and my wife said, that's 20 miles. That's a gill in the gas, dude. It's not happening. But I'm like, babe, it's free food. This is one of my rich cousins. Like, no, gas is too expensive. Not going to happen. It's like, oh, man. It's a little bit.
I heard that. Gas is crazy around here. Big dog, have you called basketball before? That's very hard to do.
No, I haven't. But
I've been begging him for a year to do it. Brian actually did a reasonable job. For his first attempt, I think he did very well. The second game that he does, now I get to rip his ass.
Exactly. It's fun. I mean, there's a lot to – I mean, the first time I didn't know what to expect, really. Big dog, I'll be honest with you, but the things I wrote down after it, the things important that I need to do and things – I mean, you don't know something until you get in there and do it. But it's very hard doing a game if you don't know every name of every player and their numbers. If you don't know everything about every player, you're screwed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a when I was supporting him, when he would say, hey, is that but as a color guy, I had the numbers and players for you, didn't I, Brian?
You did.
That was like cutting your lawn while you were doing the hedge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a hard game to call because
did you notice? He left that slur alone.
It's such a fast-paced game. I mean, it's not like baseball or football where you have a chance to catch your breath and, you know, check the numbers and make sure you're going to call the right guy's name and stuff like that. With basketball, it's just so, so fast.
With the game that Sonny and I do, when we call the football game, it's actually relatively easy. We know our roles. Sonny will go ahead and call the game and then will give me that pause. And as a color guy, I get to come in and get my commentary. But that happens on every play. In baseball, you can do the exact same thing. In basketball, there is no room for the color guy.
I told Brian the only time that he can talk is on timeout, change of possession, or, you know, some stupid, you know, brawl like knocking LeBron on his butt, you know, when the
that was so funny.
Hey,
I love that.
Brian and I saw that live, man. It was crazy. It was fun.
I'm back.
Oh, my God. Funny. He's back.
All right, Roger, ask you the question.
Where were you, Sonny?
My wife had called,
right,
and we had an incident that I had to talk to her about, but everything's cool.
I was right, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Clark was boinking the wife, so congratulations, Sonny, because you were gone for over 16 minutes. Way to go, dude.
Yeah, it was a cheerleading mishap, and so believe me, that's never just a 30-second conversation around here.
That is very true. So, in other words, were you doing the double backflip somersault? What's that move, Big Dog? The one that we always envision Sonny doing?
Oh yeah, he does the double backflip with a half twist somersault while he's wearing the thong backwards.
So. That's new. Oh, I think we just lost the audience.
Yeah, everybody just hold your stomach.
See, that's a certain part out. He wears a thong backwards, but when he's feeling really, you know, really into it, he doesn't shave.
Oh, my Lord.
Good Lord. Now, what was the question that you were posing to me while I was so unavoidably detained?
Oh, is that what you call it? Good for you. Detained.
Believe me, when the wife calls, it's unavoidably detained.
Well, I understand that, Sonny. When the woman calls for service, I get it. I understand.
It's the drama, man. I mean, cheerleading drama is unbelievable.
I believe it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
The stupidity that happens in cheerleading, you would be amazed. Not the Big Dog. He understands.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Well, all righty then, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Sonny, have you ever watched Star Trek episode or the movie Star Trek?
Now, I have watched the new one that there's three new ones. There's a new one now, right?
Yeah, there he is. Mute his ass, Roger. Mute his ass.
But I watched the first one of the new ones.
I did too, actually.
I watched the first one of the new ones. And mainly because I was bored. And I came across it. And I just watched it. I'll tell you, I liked the new one. But I had to pick up on the story and everything. I had to do some backline and stuff. But I got that. I like the fact where they started the movie. I have not seen the second one because I'm going to watch the second one and I'm possibly going to go see the third one, the one that was just released.
Okay.
No, he's not really.
He got muted on that one. He was muted because I have to just mute him to satisfy Brian. Brian, I have to tell you that I was about to mute Sonny, and the Big Dog was like, let him go. So did that satisfy you, Brian?
You mute bastard.
I was muted for 10 minutes, Sonny.
Well, the thing is, Mr. Scorekeeper, there probably will be a third one.
No, there is. There's in the contract.
The one that was just released was the second one?
You're about to get muted again, you bastard.
I'm asking because I don't have to go searching for it on demand.
Well, no, it's not available on demand yet, is it?
It's actually...
If it's available on demand, I'm watching it now.
Actually,
because I'll charge it to my cable service.
Well, no, see, Sonny, this one that just came out this week is the 12th Star Trek movie.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the new ones with the new young Spock and stuff
This is the second one that came out.
Yes.
Well, I saw
and
the
they
first
have...
one. Give me a little cred. I kind of liked the first one. And I liked the Kirk, too, by the way. He's not that dumbass Kirk that we normally get from William Shatner. I know. Go ahead, hit the mute button. Jesus.
At least he got the name right, Roger. He didn't call him Picard.
But you got to give William Shatner some creds to hit a green woman. That there you go.
So Sonny was listening to us when he wasn't paying attention because we were talking about banging the green woman.
Oh no, I didn't hear that. What did you say?
Well,
yeah.
That's what I mean. We were talking about that.
See, I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got. Hey, at least you know he's not prejudiced. You know, hey.
Yeah, I mean, how many of us actually would go down and do a bang?
Yeah,
but she
had three boobs, right? Was that what
it
was? She had three boobs?
That was not the famous three-boobed woman. No, 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 no.
Oh, okay.
That was
the
Orion slave girl, the green one. She was, she was hot in the new movie. I forget what her name is, Michaela or something, I forget. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them had three boobs. Now, if he had that, you know, that's just, 50% more in the same body. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't blame him for not liking
Shatner. Have we ever really determined if Shatner hit it?
You can't mute me. I'm here.
Do you guys like my new picture for Joke Night?
Hey, by the way, I need to know because I'm an inquiring mind, okay?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But,
whatever.
Yeah, I do like your picture. But I do like your picture, by the way. My question is did he really hit, did Kirk really hit the green girl?
Actually, no, he did not.
In the new movie, he does.
Oh, hold on. In the new movie, he pretty much does. That was a joke. You see, remember, Kirk never hit the Orion girl. Never did in the series. But Eddie Murphy.
They implied
made
it.
That. The what?
They implied it.
No. That was a scene. They never hit the green girl. Never did. But that's why it became famous in the Eddie Murphy joke when he was talking about being a man and stuff. He says, hey. You know, Captain Kirk was a man. He even did the green one. And that joke stuck. So in the new movie, it was the ultimate joke. I'd even say you have to give Eddie Murphy credit for that one. Because he said that he did the green one. And in the new movie, what's Kirk doing? Banging the green one.
I thought they were implying it because they went. I never seen the episode, but my understanding of the episode is at the end of the before the commercial, at the end of the show, wherever it happened, they went into the room and the door closed.
No, never did the green one.
Never. All right, very well. I'll take your word for it, Mr. Trek.
What, Mr. Trek?
I mean, scorekeeper.
It's not her spot to you.
Oh, you ass.
Okay. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was referred to as a canonista when it comes to this. And I am. I'm a canonista when it comes to Star Trek. I believe in canon. The canon is just everything.
I thought you were canon fodder for them, but...
Shut up. All right, guys.
Are you the only Mexican Trekkie? Because really, that's usually in line for a crazy white boy, you know?
Actually, guys, it's funny you would say that, but Ricky Martin is a well-known Star Trekkie, too.
But see, they don't call him Trekkies, they call him Trekkies.
No, se llaman maricones. Well, that's Ricky Martin.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are near the end unless Sonny has something else that he wants to talk about. Because the big dog, he's a tired dog now. He's done. He has no more material. What do you have, Sonny?
Oh, no. Hey, that's when big dog will be. He'd be in rare form when he's tired. See, this might be good to continue for another hour.
I was like,
but no, I don't have any. I never have anything on the agenda. I'm on my bye week, man.
You're on your what week?
I'm on my bye week.
Does that mean that you're bi-curious this week?
Yeah, he's being bi this week.
flying by this week. Yep. There you go.
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Sonny. You know, Sonny, you know how you said Madonna was hotter than Beyonce?
Yes.
Well, Beyonce is voted the sexiest woman in the world, man. So what do you think about that?
Well, I don't... she's just not my taste.
No, your wife is your take, right?
Well, yeah. Well, my wife is of black persuasion. She's just not my taste in women. She's not. Mainly, if you could mute her, and you didn't have to listen to her talk, then I could get the fact how she could be the sexiest woman in the world. It's when she opens up her mouth is when it really turns me off.
Oh man, I love it when she opens her mouth.
Well, yeah, but that's when you need the mute button. that's why the mute button works. I mean, because you might as well get her to do something else besides talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I said I love her with her mouth open.
I don't even like she's ignorant. I think that's one of the problems with her.
Yeah,
okay,
we also
don't
like
your take on that.
What? He's
something
like Scarlett Johansson? Oh, God almighty, don't
what?
Say that.
Because Scarlett Johansson...
So what did you just say? No,
Sonny,
bullshit.
Sonny got
muted.
Muted.
He got muted.
Scarlett is hot now.
Hey, I already told you what magazine to go get. She looks like three different women on Mary Claire. On the latest edition, the May edition of Mary Claire, she doesn't look like the same woman in two different pictures.
That's what makes her so exotic.
No, because she, you know, she reminds me of that Seinfeld commercial, how the certain lighting of the woman will make her hot, but another type of light makes her my God, what is that? That kind of chick.
But she's hot all the time. That
no.
red hair, that red hair, those pouty lips.
Yes. No, it's makeup. Yes. No, she's not. I got it right in front of me. May 2013. I haven't moved the magazine since we talked about it. And yeah, she looks fine one way, but she looks horrible in these pictures. I'm telling you, if you're a Scarlett Johansson fan, you got to get this magazine.
I've seen her without any makeup. Those pictures that she sent to Ryan Reynolds. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh no! There's one picture on page 181. You know, I wouldn't even do her with yours. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my Lord!
I wouldn't put you through that. There's just a couple pictures.
Do.
I'm like, oh my God, this woman is not good looking. Then she's got a bathing suit, a blue bathing suit, on page 175. That is not very flattering whatsoever. No, I'm putting it out there. She's not good looking. Sorry. You can mute me.
Scarlett Johansson is not good looking?
No.
She is the Indian Girl of the Year.
Well, one of the years.
Sorry. I'm not impressed. No blood flow. Sorry. Just not there for me.
To each your own.
Yeah,
Brian?
I guess that's it. That's probably it.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Scarlett Johansson?
Well, I think she's a very attractive woman.
Thank you. Okay,
give me Jacqueline
Smith. Believe it.
Give me Jacqueline Smith right now.
Oh no, that is a beautiful woman. Even
yeah,
today, that
Jacqueline.
Is a beautiful woman.
That's what
Jacqueline.
I'm saying. She's a classy, beautiful woman.
Whoa, wait, hold on. No one ever said that Scarlett Johansson is a classy, beautiful woman. She's voluptuous. That's all there is. With those pouty
now,
lips.
I love
the lips now.
Oh.
Well, I wish I found her as good looking as you folks did.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't feel like I'm so left out.
Wow. All right, Sonny. Whatever. You're okay, dude. No matter what.
Hey,
Tom.
I wish.
Hey, Coffee, you're still in the chat room, dude. Scarlett Johansson, tell me, or name some of the beautiful women in your life. We could probably do a Max and Monday episode right now. And Max and Monday will be on this Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time on the Daily 15. It's THDAILY15. The Daily 15 will be on this Monday, and we will be doing the latest issue of Maxim Magazine. You've got to pick up your latest issue of Maxim Magazine, and we'll just yay or nay, boys. That's the way we do it. Yay or nay, and any love on the comments. That's how we stay. That's how
I'm
we do
all
it.
About Maxim. Classic look, man. Give me the older ones, man. Cindy Crawford, still hot to this day.
Oh, definitely.
He doesn't like Kate Upton. I mean, she's not exactly my taste or anything, but I think that's a beautiful woman, Kate Upton.
I like Kate Upton because she's got a little meat on her bones.
Yeah, she does. Scarlett has quite a bit of meat on her bones.
What chick are you looking at? I must have just the worst of Scarlett Johansson right here in this, because she sure in the heck is doesn't have any meat on her bones. She's skinny as a rail.
She is beautiful, dude.
I wish.
It's all the same anyway, whether they're big or small.
I do them all.
I do them all.
Yeah, there's a website, Sonny. I put the website, her official website, in the chat room. It's there.
For who?
Scarlett.
Hold on, I gotta get back into. Oh, jeez, I went out of our I went out of the list. Wait a second. I went out of the chat room. All right, now I'm back.
Have you ever seen her naked, though? That's the question.
Who?
Big Dog has.
Scarlett.
Well, how'd you see that? Because I never did.
You look up on Google.
Google.
Scarlett Johansson nude.
Okay.
but is it really her though? That's the key. I mean, you can put a face on any naked body.
Yeah, it's the one where she's in the mirror and the one where she's showing her breast.
Yeah, they broke into several. Which one that says Scarlett Johansson nude?
Sonny would hit it, guys. Uh-oh. I didn't lie to you.
No, listen, great. Hold on. All right, I gotta find out what number this is because it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Hold on. Number on that web page that you sent over to me.
To the second to the last one. This one. Yeah. Yeah, same version.
Yeah,
more color.
Yeah, there are.
All of those are fake.
How do you know?
Their tits are different.
Oh, gotcha. They're different. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
He's checking out naked pictures of her.
No, I'm looking at the web page that you sent.
That
her. I don't remember seeing that picture.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a lot of bad pictures. Yeah, she's photoshopping a lot. That's bad. Yeah, there's some others where she's photoshopped, and they look bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
gentlemen,
I've got to go,
gentlemen.
Me too, guys.
I've got to go. I got to TCB some business here.
See you, Sonny.
I will talk to you guys on the flip.
All right, sounds kind of good.
Thanks, Sonny. We'll see you. What's up, Brian?
I think Brian was saying he has to go right at the same time.
No, he's still there, Brian.
He's on mute. Unmute yourself, Brian. We didn't mute you.
Yeah, I didn't mute you this time, Brian.
Although I thought it was kind of funny that Sonny looked at naked pictures of Scarlett Johansson, all of a sudden he had to go.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right. That's a beautiful picture. That's actually when she got felt up.
Yeah.
Fred
Hilton or somebody?
No, not Fred Hilton. Never get a chance to do that. But he got felt up by someone because he's gay.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
Fred Hilton.
That was it. Don't tell me that was Fred Hilton. That mother.
Yeah, I remember that one. She was all surprised.
Yeah, and she's just like, oh, here was Felt Up on the red carpet.
Who was it? This one?
It was someone else. It was, okay, here we go. Here's the video. It was a very awkward moment. But it wasn't for, he's never been there. That's not Fred Hilton.
Isn't it, what's his face?
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, right.
No, Ryan. No, it's not him. Well, that could be him talking about it, but someone else actually did it.
Yeah.
That wasn't him. Wow. I forget it, but it wasn't Perez Hilton. Perez Hilton's never been there doing an interview like that. He'd never be so lucky. But anyway. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Big Dog, how you feeling? We good?
Yep.
All right. We done?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for staying with us. Literally staying with us. But we are done. We had a good time. Thank you. Hopefully you guys did too. But remember, unlike the couch potato, Scarlett Johansson is beautiful. Oh, hell yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you. Stay in tune and all the stuff on NDVmedia.net, NDVmedia.com/NDVmedia. And if you want to follow me and listen to my innates, Roger D. Noriega at twitter.com. So, we'll see ya. All right, guys.
Later.